The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is time for the Spillover with Raph, sponsored by your friends at Trados Grain Marketing. They are experts in it. Go to gotrados.com to learn more. GOTREDAS.com. Saw this on YouTube.
Raph's here.
Yeah, Raph is in the building. Raph, hello.
Good morning.
Someone says on YouTube, Tommy says, what day is roll call? I haven't watched the show in about a month because I've been traveling and moving. The roll call is on Fridays, Tommy.
All right, you got to get back, Tommy. You got to get back into the show.
Yeah, it's go time, Tommy. It's football season. Come on, man.
A month is a long time to
That's
be away.
That's a long time to be away. You missed Sip's rap on Friday, apparently, then.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Where have you been?
A month. I used to take a month off, though, Raph. I get it. I get why people can be away.
Yeah.
I mean, I would get away for a month and not get anywhere near sports. How you doing, Raph?
Good.
What caught your eye about Nebraska's open practice? I know you didn't go, but you surely read about it.
What caught my eye?
Did he?
I guess nothing really caught my eye, just nothing really surprised me any, because I've heard like Dylan played well or practiced well.
Did.
So that doesn't surprise me any.
No.
I like this. You know, this is just shows, again, the leader he wants to be as a true freshman. Now, at the very end, they were doing a drill of like if the big guy is caught a punt, then the defense didn't have to do gassers. Now, I think whoever did drop, I forget who it is, somebody dropped the punt. And so the defense all did gassers. Only one player on offense did gassers with them. Dylan Raiola. He ran gassers saying, oh, God. Listen, let's do this together.
I like that.
One thing about Dylan.
Leadership is, right there.
One thing about Dylan is when he showed up on Friday for that press conference, he had, you know, all the three scholarship quarterbacks appeared before the media. He looks in great shape. He's in great physical condition. He got himself into superb. I bet he would tell you that's the best shape he's ever been in. I bet he'd tell you that. So he's ready to roll.
Well, like one of the things we thought that going into the summer, we were wondering, will he be around Nebraska or will he be going, you know, working with his quarterback's coach down in Kansas City or, you know, will he be around? And he's, from what I've seen, you know, he's not only been able to do that stuff in Kansas City, but he's been around the program. He's been with the offensive linemen. He's been, you know, worked out with receivers down in Texas. You know, he's so it's been cool to just. How he's just taken over everything. Like he wants to be that leader. And
That's it. You're right. That's 100% right. It's a good read. He's handled this all very well.
Yeah.
It's not, Raph, it's important. I mean, it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah, well, no. And I think a lot of it, I throw a lot of it back on to, you know, to his family and his upbringing. I mean, he's kind of been raised for this position. Like most like true freshmen, I don't think have take that kind of command and that type of leadership this early, but it just seems like even since he was like a freshman in high school, you know, it's the talk of, you know, being that leader or whatever. And it just seeing him growing into it and being that person. So
yeah,
it's cool to see, and I'm glad we have him.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, you hear coaches talk about this, that anymore, these quarterbacks are grooms. They begin to be groomed so early for these jobs.
Yeah.
Now, with Dylan, it goes to another level because his level of want to so high because the Raiola family takes this, I'll call it a project personally. They take this restoration project, this turnaround. They want to turn around this program so bad. They take it personally. So it even goes to another level.
Yeah.
There's a high degree of want to. But I think Dylan also, within all of that, is very balanced because of his upbringing. There's a religious element to it. So I think he can stay balanced. I don't think he'll get swept up in all this. It remains to be seen. But I would say so far, so good. so far, so good.
The image of practice, again, was solid. I think that, again, shout out to 1890 for putting that on, making that possible.
Big shout out.
That was just a good production. You know, they had everything listed, but how practice was going on the big screen. Fans were happy to be there. A lot of, you know, the ones I talked to said, this is awesome. The ability to even have this option to watch a practice this early in camp is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think you could see it grow. I bet it won't be the last time. And no. I think with these positive reviews, you're not overwhelmed by the number of people there, 3,300, whatever it was.
Just shy of 3,500. Okay, now
I'm sorry, just shy of 3,500. Now maybe from there it grows, you know.
I'm not trying to put this as for sure happening, but I did have conversations when I was at the practice that potentially next year alcohol could be in play for the practice if you wanted to go watch it. It was close this year, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. It was close to being able to drink a beer while you're at the practice, if you were a fan.
Yeah. Does that get you to 5,000?
Maybe. I mean, bring down the tickets to 15 to 20 bucks. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go down to 10, but can you get to 15 maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, too, like when Matt was here on Friday. That
Matt Davison, 1890.
Yeah, won't be surprised that you see this start happening in other sports. I mean, if volleyball decides to do something like that, I mean, you might put in a couple thousand there into the Devaney, one of those things. So
yeah, you might put a little.
It's
more
definitely something, you know, they can build on, and like Matt was saying, also, it's like we just put this together 4 weeks ago. You know, give us some time to work on this, and you're going to see it flourish.
Good point. So they just put it together 4 weeks ago.
And it was well done.
Yeah.
That's it for us to drive with Raf, AD, and Amon. Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.